Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. As of yesterday afternoon, the total number of coronavirus cases in Connecticut rose to 13,989. The number of deaths associated with COVID-19 stood at 671. In the local northwest corner of Connecticut, the cases as of yesterday afternoon, North Canaan, 4, Falls Village, 0, Cornwall, 1, Kent, 5, New Milford, 96, Norfolk, 4, and Salisbury, 5, Sharon with 8. In Dutchess County, the case numbers on Tuesday afternoon, which were reported by the county, Amenia 13, Beacon City 91, Clinton 14, Dover 31, East Fishkill 124, Fishkill 144, Fishkill Village less than 5, Hyde Park 71, LaGrange 89, Milan 7, Millbrook Village and Millerton Village both under 5, Northeast less than 5, Pauling 21, Pauling Village less than 5, pending address confirmation 174. Pine Plains 6, Pleasant Valley 33, Poughkeepsie 211, Poughkeepsie City 191, Red Hook 16, Red Hook Village less than 5, Rhinebeck 43, Rhinebeck Village 8, Stanford 6, Tivoli Village less than 5, Unionvale 38, Wappinger 128, Wappinger's Falls Village 33, and Washington 9. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro will discuss the many ways Dutchess County is working with the business community to react and respond during the COVID-19 pandemic, including proactive efforts to provide and collect information, resources, and guidance. Members of the business community can participate by calling 845-765-7121 today, beginning at 8 a.m. It'll also be streamed live on the county and chamber's Facebook pages. Moving on to Columbia County, as of 2:30 yesterday afternoon, 97 positive cases of COVID-19. 9 community members passed away from COVID-19. 40 of the 97 cases have recovered. 10 of the positive cases are hospitalized. 4 of those are in ICU. They've received 726 test results completed for Columbia County residents. 101 residents are under mandatory quarantine, 23 under precautionary quarantine. There are 9 residents with suspected but not tested cases. A woman in her 90s was the latest Berkshire resident to die from COVID-19, along with 113 total deaths statewide. Massachusetts announced yesterday the Department of Public Health said the death toll now stands at 957 statewide. There were 844 dead on Monday. The Berkshire County death toll stands at 23. The deaths announced Tuesday account for victims who died from March 31st to April 13th. The Department of Public Health said there have been 444 deaths at long-term care facilities, which 214 such facilities reporting at least one death. The state also reports that 3,907 healthcare workers at those sites have been sickened by COVID-19. There also are 1,296 new cases of coronavirus for a total of 28,163 statewide. That is up from 26,867 on Monday. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont has waived some state contracting requirements to expedite the purchase of personal protective equipment needed to respond to the coronavirus outbreak. The governor signed the new executive order yesterday that suspends the requirement for competitive solicitation for all purchases and contracts for supplies, materials, and equipment, reiterating the state's difficulty in procuring masks, gowns, gloves, and other PPE during a daily briefing. But he also said supplies on hand are sufficient for the time being. The state received its last shipment of PPE from the National Strategic Stockpile on March 28th, and there are $50 million of outstanding purchase orders for PPE. The state did receive a shipment of 100,000 items on Monday that did include N95 masks, coveralls, and gloves, according to Lamont's chief operating officer. The Board of Selectmen had their virtual meeting yesterday at Sharon Town Hall and various locations. Technology being addressed, there was virtually no increase. Proposed municipal budget of $4 million. Selectmen responded to a request of $2,775 from a newly established volunteer group called the Sharon Connect Task Force. In a letter to the board, members explained they were formed late last year to advise selectmen on options to address the lack of reliable high-speed internet. There are many more items to the budget. The Board of Finance will hold a Zoom meeting on May 5th at 6:30 to address comments and questions from townspeople. It will then make a recommendation to the selectmen on approving a budget and setting a mill rate. All gathering spaces in Great Barrington Parks are now closed to the public until further notice. The order closes all park gathering spaces owned and maintained by Great Barrington and Housatonic, including Eagle Park, Town Hall, the Skate Park on Bridge Street, Lake Mansfield Park, the Housatonic School Park. According to a statement from the town manager, the decision to close the parks was reached by the Town Parks and Recreation Commission on Monday. The town will install additional signage, tape off park equipment, and discourage group use of parks until Governor Baker's order prohibiting gatherings is lifted. Public health concerns and social distancing guidelines have prompted the Great Barrington Select Board to move the town's annual town meeting election to the end of the current fiscal year. The board also approved extending due dates and waiving interest and fees on some tax payments. This year's annual town meeting will be held June 22nd and 25th, with the annual town election June 30th. That moves the meetings up from their original dates of May 4th and 7th and the election from May 12th. Getting the town's budget approved before the close of the fiscal year, July 1st, will prevent the town from having to rely on a 1/12 budget, which would require approving a month-by-month budget and could interrupt town services and negatively impact payroll. The board agreed that the financial matters should be prioritized pending the first session. Another date at Lime Rock Park has been gone by. After reviewing possible dates and struggling with a crowded schedule in the second half of the year, SRO America and Lime Rock Park have agreed to cancel the 2020 Touring Car Festival. It was previously announced that the weekend originally scheduled for May 8th and 9th would be rescheduled due to the coronavirus. Unfortunately, all rescheduling options were exhausted. TC America Series Director Jim Jordan added, quote, "We're disappointed with this cancellation, but we look forward to working with Lime Rock on a 2021 event. Fans who had previously purchased tickets for this event will receive a communication regarding their options and next steps in the coming days. Additionally, now Lime Rock Park has extended its temporary closure through May the 20th in accordance with a recent executive order issued by Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont, which closes all non-essential businesses across the state in an effort to prevent the transmission of COVID-19. A poll from Sacred Heart University in Fairfield and the Hartford Current found that most people in Connecticut support how Governor Lamont has handled the coronavirus. Majority of respondents, 67%, said they approve of the way Lamont is handling communication to the public and were equally confident, 65%, about his overall response and handling of the crisis. The Kent Board of Finance wants to make sure taxes don't go up for Kent taxpayers for next year's budget. The Finance Board told Selectmen to cut $300,000 and keep the final year of the capital plan to $1.1 million in project costs. Chairman Mark Sebedek also warned First Selectman Gene Speck to expect cuts to the $3.9 million municipal budget. The Finance Board held its first virtual meeting Tuesday with 22 people participating. Staying in Kent, while the state of Connecticut has mandated that non-essential workers should not be coming into work, that doesn't mean the applications to state agencies have come to a standstill. Connecticut Siting Council is still proceeding with the application from Homeland Towers and AT&T to erect a cell tower at one of two locations in the eastern part of Kent. Homeland Towers has proposed a location at Bald Hill Road and 93 Richards Road and asked the Siting Council to decide between the two options. A second group, Bald Hill Neighbors, which is represented by attorney Michael Ryback, has been granted intervener party status. That group includes residents Anthony DePimenta, who is also an attorney, and his wife Alexandria, Peter Fitzpatrick, and Melanie O, as well as Matthew and Bonnie Harris. Out of Stockbridge, the town's finance committee plans a detailed exploration of the COVID-19 pandemic's impact on revenues and expenses ahead of a budget proposal for the 2021 fiscal year that begins July 1st. The agenda for the committee's meeting on Thursday includes a discussion of potential loss of $430,000 in hospitality tax and restaurant meal tax revenue and a possible reduction of $305,000 in permit and license fee. Also flagged for review is a potential reduction of nearly $1.6 million in town charges for various services, according to the agenda. The discussion is expected to explore potential declines in investment income, state cutbacks in total aid, and payment in lieu of taxes from nonprofits, as well as possible delays and defaults in semi-annual real estate and property taxes and automobile excise payments. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find them on Facebook, Morgan's at the Interlaken, and Also, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 558.99, 23,949.76. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 8515.74, and the S&P 500 at 2846.06. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.